This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino. I'm the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
So if you have a question for Tom or for me or just in general about your money, you can give us a call, 630-934-1855, or you can just go to alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, What a couple of weeks we've had here.
What a year we've had here.
What a year we've had here, right. No, it's such a great point. So this week, I don't know if you, I'm sure you noticed, I'm not sure our listeners did, England recorded, the UK recorded its highest level of inflation in I don't know how long, something like 40-odd years. Inflation hit 9.1%. And I bring that up not because we set our clocks to that dial, but clearly inflation is not running in the correct direction yet. Mm-hmm. This is the Fed, of course, then raised interest rates 0.75%. It was the biggest increase in a long, 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 long time. And they're expected to continue to do that. They were very clear. It wasn't even like hidden in the language. It's like, yeah, and we're going to do this a couple more times this year until we get inflation under control. So earlier this week, it was interesting to me. The Dow was exactly where it was a year ago and still up significantly from the pandemic low. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is down 30% from the beginning of the year. A serious bear. It might not be done yet. First of all, what's your take on kind of what you're hearing from people and, you know, where do you think things are this week? And then what I want to do is, again, talk about kind of this risk assessment that you do for people and how people can start to think about limiting or at least stopping some of their losses, because I think people are very concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we look at the market, you know, depending on where you're at, but, you know, it's down. It's been, if you look at June, I mean, the Dow was down, I think, 7.5% just in June alone.
Yeah.
Which was the worst, I think, well, since 2020. But if you go back further, it's just been a while since we've been experiencing things like this. On top of that, we've got these headwinds, like you just mentioned, Elise. We're talking about the Fed continuing to raise rates, which how is that going to impact the market? How is that? I mean, look at mortgage rates. How is it going to impact housing? Just a lot of headwinds and uncertainty in this market right now. That's just a fact. And so, yeah, you know, there's certain discomfort, of course, especially those that are nearing or in retirement, and you're counting on using those. I mean, imagine someone who retired last year, and all of a sudden not only is the market down, then in addition to that, their expenses are up, right? In inflation. So it's I feel for these. It's been a tough, as we said, not just a few weeks, it's been a tough year.
Oh yeah. I mean, Sam and I were at my mom's this morning helping her, or yesterday I should say, helping her out, and she had to buy a new piece of equipment, an electric wheelchair. It's not called a wheelchair. It's like a go chair. It's actually kind of cool. But, you know, it's a significant outlay of cash. And she, thank God, has plenty and she's fine. But it's still down significantly from where it was. You know, and she looks at that number and she's like, that's a lot less than it was. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. I'm a little worried. We're like, you're fine. Don't worry about it. And she is fine. But there have got to be a lot of other people who aren't in as good a shape where, you know, a 30% loss, it really is going to cut into the amount of money that they have to spend over the next year.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. And you know, we want to understand, too, this happens. Again, not to be insensitive to anybody's, but, you know, the market does have these moments. And in some cases, you know, some of this can be good. In other words, there are some corrections, some asset bubbles have popped. Hopefully, interest rates will come to some level of normalcy. Unfortunately, there might be some pain getting there. So some of these things in the longer term can be good. But I think that's in and of itself can be helpful to really kind of understand, okay, you know, some of these things are going to happen every so often. We want to really, though, understand that and then also take a look at our overall plan. What I mean by that is understand what we have. We talk about this a lot, Elise. If we have income coming in, you know, income regardless of the market, income regardless of what our investments are. And so that's important to understand. If you know, understanding what our Social Security benefit's going to be, if we do have a pension coming in, if I said to you, look, you're going to have $60,000 from Social Security between, you know, a spouse and maybe you have a $20,000 pension. You know, you'll have $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 of income coming in. Remember, that's regardless of the market. Does that provide a little more comfort to you when you're looking at your investments? Or do you start creating more of an income plan? You know, if you're close to retirement, I get it. If you're far from retirement, you know, there's only been four, and again, just to provide some perspective, there's only been four 10-year periods, I think since 1900, 10-year rolling periods, the market's been down. And so if you have time on your side, that's another difference, right? It's very, very rare. Over a 20-year period, there's never been a 20-year period the market's been down. It's never happened in the history of the stock market. So, again, some perspective sometimes helps when you take a look at your overall plan, and then you want to understand how should you invest in this type of market. That's how we want to take a look at it.
And if you're in your 80s, I get that you don't expect to have a 20-year span, right?
Yes.
I get that, and that's scary. And even if you're in your 70s, the idea that you might live to your 90s and it's all going to come back and then some, you know, I think is also nerve-wracking, because this is the time when you're using up principal and it's going down, you know, so there's less to come back. I think is what people are saying. It's like, yeah, it's great if you've got plenty of time. I mean, I'm in my 50s, and so sure, the chances are very good I'm going to live to be to my mid-70s, and I'm going to see this, you know, come back again. I think for people who have this kind of dual negative thing going on, right, so the market is down, and they're using up that principal, so when it comes back, there's less to come back. You know, how do you offer some perspective there? And I we have to take a quick break, so I want to think about, you know, this answer and how it would work. But if you have just like one thing that you would say to people quickly, and then we'll come back and finish up, what would that be, Tom?
Well, I guess that would be get a second opinion or a second pair of eyes on what you currently have. I think, unfortunately, all too often we have some uncertainty. We have all this uncertainty I talked about in the market. You don't want to have uncertainty in your plan. You want to have a plan that's solid, you can stick to, and that's going to ultimately, you know, put you in the right place.
All right. I think there's a lot more to unpack there. And so we're going to take this short break now. When we come back, I want to talk about, continue this conversation. I also want to talk about what's going on with 401k statements, because I think in addition to seeing a lot less money there, you're going to have a whole new look to deal with. So we will be back in a moment. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, and I'm here with Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group, and we're talking about your money, specifically these days, your money or lack thereof in retirement. So you can find Tom and ask for his estate planning packet at 630-934-1855, or you can just go to alphawealthgroup.com. So Tom, starting next month, your 401k statement is going to have, or it may have, a whole new look. Mm-hmm. Because for the first time, quarterly statements are going to be required to include numbers on lifetime income. In other words, it's going to tell you what your monthly income would be based on your current balance if you used an annuity, which is so interesting. So what do you think about this? Is this a good idea to push everybody into an annuity? Because I'm not sure that's the natural end game here. But what do you think about this?
Well, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. So when we talk about annuities, I get a lot of questions. Every week someone asks me, I heard about this. How does that work? You know, part of that Secure Act, I think it was 2019, the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Act, part of that in there was allowing 401ks to offer annuities. What's the difference? Well, the difference is, instead of relying on a chunk of money, let's say your 401k is worth $500,000, you can kind of say, well, what do I think? You know, we've talked about this many times, at least the 4% rule, which maybe should be the 3% rule.
Yep.
But let's say it's 4% if you want to, just for argument's sake. Well, if you think you can peel off 4% a year on $500,000, well, that's $20,000 a year you should be able to take off, again, when you look at the numbers, and have the money last, you know, throughout your retirement. Now, that may or may not happen. That's not a guarantee. That's a probability. Should happen. We don't know. So the difference is, if you put this annuity component into it, that is a guaranteed income stream. It isn't a probability. You will continue to receive the amount. So, you know, there's a calculation there to determine. So is it better than? Is it? It's not that it's better than. It's different. Right. With the investments, you have more flexibility. You might have more growth on the upside, whereas on the other one, you have more guarantees, more security. And so, again, maybe it's a combination of the two. And I don't think it's an all or nothing option in your 401ks, but it's now an option that's available. So you, in a way, you know, you're creating mm-hmm. your own pension plan in a way. It's almost going from a defined contribution to a defined benefit plan. So I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just more options that are available to the individual. And it's, you know, more information, more options is always a good thing. Just, you know, understand how it works and if it makes sense for you.
Okay, so let's talk about that more information, because you know what's going to happen here. I haven't seen what these are going to look like, but I could imagine my Fidelity statement or my Vanguard statement or, you know, my Charles Schwab statement, right? Mm-hmm. And at the top, there's going to be this huge number that says lifetime income, $10 million. Because I'm in my... Do you know what I mean? I made that. I'm mm-hmm. making that number up, clearly, but I'm in my 50s. Right. I could live 40 years. They're right. going to show me the maximum amount that they could get. But what they're not going to tell me until I call them to uh-huh. into the call center, then upfront information about the cost of that, what I'm going to have to pay for the one-time fee and the ongoing fees, what mm-hmm. the risks are. It's not going to give me any of that. It's just going to say, you know, your lifetime income could be $10 million. And I'm going to say to myself, that's awesome. I want that. Click the button. And now I've bought something I don't understand, where I might get something that's not as good for me just because the number looks the biggest. And I don't have anybody like you sitting over my shoulder going, hey, Elise, wait a moment. There may be a less expensive way to do this. So that's just me, the journalist, going, yeah, what are the problems with this? But what do you think, because you're the professional?
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll give a positive spin to this. What I mean by that is, you know, it can at least start a conversation, maybe. Hey, something you may look at that you otherwise wouldn't. Now, beyond that, I would say do the due diligence. Talk to somebody, you know, make an informed decision. I say that for anything, you know what I mean? Whether it's a Social Security decision where someone says, I'm just taking it at 62 versus letting it grow, or, you know, I'm just going to put money in a traditional versus a Roth because it's, I don't want to pay the tax up front, you know, with a Roth I do, you know. And so, again, it doesn't make sense for you in the context of your whole plan. Are there benefits to it? Yeah, I believe there are, which was my point, was guaranteed income stream, a lifetime income stream, where the money will last as long as you do. What is the pro? That's a pro. The con is, well, maybe it's not. It doesn't offer as much flexibility. So to your point, I get it. You want to be careful, and it's a good point that you make. Hey, you know, take a deeper dive into how this works in your planning, and does this make sense? By, as an aside too, you can do this outside the 401k. You can set up, there's all kinds of private annuities or ones you can own outside of your 401k plan that you might want to look at too, that even offer more flexibility and more options.
Can you believe what you read when it comes to those statements? If somebody said my lifetime income is $10 million, How do you think about that? Because, of course, they don't know how long you're going to live. They don't know. Mm-hmm. What are the questions that somebody should ask? And we haven't really talked through annuities in a while, but we've got some time to kill mm-hmm. today. So what should we be asking about annuities?
Well, there's a number of questions. Number one, what are you basing it on over what? I guess if it's a lifetime, that's okay. If they're just giving you one large number, I want to know, what is the annual amount? What is the monthly amount? What am I actually receiving? Number one. You know, and if it's on the whole amount, you know, what is the investment amount that's going to get me that? In addition to that, what happens in the event I pass away, right?
Mm.
Does it go to my spouse? Does it continue to my spouse at another level? Does it just go away? Or, you know, you need, really need to understand what is the survivor benefit on that decision, because that's pretty important. Obviously, yeah. It should be. And then to the extent I don't, you know, and that's part of that same question. If my spouse predeceased me, or if there is no spouse, does it go to my children? If there's a, is there still a value there? So those are the questions we really want to ask, certainly on how that works. You also may just say, just in general, how are you calculating this number? What is the basis for it? So when you start to understand all of those things, is it irrevocable? Can I change my mind, right? Mm. At any point, can I get the account versus? So there's a lot of different questions we could go through, but hopefully that gives you some starting point when you take a look at this.
Yeah, I think that that's really helpful. You know, do you feel when people are setting up in retirement, do you feel an annuity is sort of the best way to go if you've just got cash sitting there? Is there ever a time when it's best to just kind of leave it in a money market or leave it in investments, equities?
Well, you know, that's a tough one when you say, again, it really depends on the individual, because everybody's situation is so different. I've had, you know, a couple teachers come in here into my office. Between the two of them, they're making more money on their pensions, and they're actually still saving. You know, God bless. Yeah. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, so that's totally different from someone who has no pension whatsoever, none, and their only income stream is from Social Security. And so, again, it's kind of a balance, just like anything in life, right? And we say mm-hmm. moderation, everything in moderation. So, again, there's the benefits to them, and the guarantees. Is one better than the other? You know, again, that's a tough one. I always try to avoid that, to say it's better. But here's how it works, and here's how it can benefit you. And then what's your comfort level? We were talking about risk before, your risk tolerance. Look, if you can't sleep at night, we sometimes call it the pillow test, you know, that's not good, right? So you want to try to create comfort in your planning, too. There's a value to that.
Yeah, no, there certainly is. I mean, sleeping better at night is helpful mm-hmm. all along. And I know, you know, you've got a lot of clients who probably aren't sleeping that well at night right now. I mean, or maybe they are because they've been using you and you've mm-hmm. been helping them with that. But I know a lot of people, and we're getting a lot of email at thinklink.com about, sure. you know, from people who are just worried. They're worried they're going to outlive their money in a way they never were worried about before.
You know, that's really, it's disheartening when you see these things. I mean, nobody likes to see the market going down, especially you think about people that have just worked their whole lives. They've been saving 30, 40 years. They build up this huge nest egg. That's one of the most difficult things. That's why I think, again, and you made the comment, we're back to where it was just, you know, about a year ago, the market, roughly speaking, give yeah. or take. And so, you know, there's still opportunity for every individual to really take a look at, you know, hey, what is my risk tolerance? You know, if I'm really uncomfortable with this, maybe I need to revisit that. And also revisit, you know, my overall plan. You know, what do I have in assets? My investments, again, versus my income. But then also maybe, as I said, create a plan that you're more comfortable with. Maybe the upside isn't as important. I mean, you know, there's been many studies that have been done. The downside typically has a larger emotional impact on us than the upside on our market. So maybe we want to recalibrate our investment plan.
Yeah, and I would just end with the idea that, you know, Wharton's Jeremy Siegel, a brilliant, brilliant man, just said, you know, think of this as a buying opportunity. In a year, if you buy today, you won't be unhappy. And so if you're unhappy where you are today, in a year, you probably won't be. So at least give mm-hmm. it a little bit of time to come back. All right. Well, we are out of time, as usual. Flies by with you, Tom. That's it for this week's edition of This Week in Wealth. You can listen to our past episodes at WGNradio.com. You can find me at bestmoneymoves.com, thinklink.com, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook. But for Tom, you got to call him, 630-934-1855, or go to alphawealthgroup.com. We'll see you back here again next week. In the meantime, here's to your wealth.
Tom. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.